The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's P.J. Fleck. Minnesota visits Iowa on Saturday, a 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Right to questions, please.
Take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As you run, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Chandler Scout, Des Moines Register.
Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about the Floyd of Rosedale. It's your first year in this rivalry. How much research have you done regarding that trophy and the rivalry behind it?
Well, I've known about Floyd of Rosedale for a long time, growing up in Big Ten country in Chicago, and I kind of knew all about the Big Ten rivalries. But when you kind of investigate what it means and where it comes from and the root of all of it, I mean, it's just so special. I mean, being established in 1935, and it really is an amazing rivalry. And it's two teams that, I know are very close in terms of geography and recruiting and a lot of other things. So I know this means a lot to a lot of people, and I never take that for granted whatsoever.
How much emphasis, do you put on this as a first-year coach at Minnesota, on rivalry games?
Well, I think every game is a game, right? I mean, every game, and I don't think you can kind of say, hey, this one's more important than the other one in terms of when you're teaching kids how to be able to play. I think you'll continue to go up and down, up and down. But we want to gradually continue to get better and keep changing our best. But there is more emphasis when it becomes a big rivalry in terms of what the rivalry means. What are you playing for? What does a trophy mean? What does this mean to former Gophers and former Hawkeyes, the current Gophers and Hawkeyes, and then the future Gophers and Hawkeyes? So there's a lot more riding on it, but it is the next game for us. And we got to continue to get better and improve in the areas that we weren't very good at last week.
Your next question is from Jeremiah Davis, Cedar Rapids Gazette.
Hey, Coach, you mentioned on the teleconference before about, your start at Western Michigan and going 1-11 and things like that. I was just curious how your time at Minnesota, if it's mirrored that at all, if it's followed a similar progression in terms of, how you've improved and the things you've seen in terms of culture changes.
Look, anytime a coach gets released of a job and any coach takes over a program, there's always difficult change. And it really doesn't matter what a team did in that prior season when somebody gets let go. And so there's always going to be challenges and opportunities. I think there's a lot of similarities in terms of cultural change. We have a certain culture and a certain way of doing things. It's our way. I'm not saying it's the only way or it's just the right way, but it's our way of doing things. We've had 3 head coaches in 3 years. That's a drastic change for anybody to go through, especially 17 to 22-year-old young people. New offense, new defense, new special teams, new way of doing things. So there's a lot of similarities. Year one is really laying the groundwork of the culture. Everything you do is not just what you're doing, but it's how you're doing it and why are you doing it. And that's hard for some people to understand. And you've got a group of seniors that some are all in, maybe some aren't. I only have 4.5-5 weeks left of the season, of the regular season, and then they're moving on. Then you've got, the junior class that's seeing, hey, am I going to play here? Does this fit me? And then you've got a mixed bag of freshmen and sophomores, and then you got a big 18 class coming in too. So it's always that mixed bag, and it's one of those years that's a tough transitional year for anybody. But again, it's there's a lot of similarities. But again, the win-loss record is not what I compare. What I do is compare and look at how the culture change happens and how fast it happens and why it happens and how it happens.
So are those meeting those goals in that context you're talking about? Is that like a moving target then because of everything's so in flux?
Yeah, it's always a moving target, especially in year one. It's such a moving target, that's one of the big challenges you have in year one. And you've got to get that moving target to slow down eventually getting into year two. You got to get that to focus in. But again, that's very tough for young people. But again, this is something that's what I love. This is what I've been trained to do. This is what I've been through before. I understand how it goes when you take over a program that had somebody released of their duties. And it's very difficult, but also very opportunistic for a lot of people. And change is healthy. Change is good. We've had a lot. We've had 6 head coaches in 11 years. And, hopefully the cultural sustainability can last here a very, very long time.
Thanks, Coach.
My pleasure.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, Sports Radio.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing elite. How are you doing?
Doing great. Talk about your first seven games at Minnesota. What did you like about your team so far after seven games?
Well, it's kind of like the tale of two cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. You know, it really has been kind of an up and down season. We've learned a lot in our first seven games. We went through last week before we played Illinois of, okay, hey, listen, you know, we're in our first half of the season. What have we learned from every game? And our team decided on one thing that they learned from every one of those games. And we had to continue to apply that to how we practiced, how we live our life, how we play the next game, and how we take the next right step of the program. So we've learned a lot. We've learned to come together. We learned to see what our team's made of. We've had a lot of adversity. I mean, a ton of adversity. And these kids continue to fight, scrap, claw, continue to change their best and embed themselves into the new culture.
And talk about Iowa. I know they played Penn State really well a couple of weeks ago. Just talk about them getting ready for this weekend's rivalry game.
Yeah, you know, one thing I'll say is, you know, Iowa's 4-3, and they're talking about those three losses. Those, in the best, most compliment way I can give them is those are three really good losses. They're really good, three good football teams. When you even look at preseason ranks in terms of who they've lost to, and they've been in every single game all the way up until the end. Very similar to us. I mean, we've been in every single game all the way down to the end. You know, I mean, we're 3.5 minutes from being 7-0, and we're not. I mean, that's the dumbest statement I can possibly make. But at the end of the day, that's somewhat true. Iowa's in every single game all the way down to the wire. They've got a stingy defense, which is typical of Kirk Ferentz. And their offense is just they execute at a very high level, and they do what they do very well, and they always have. You know, they've had two head coaches in 40-some years, and that's called cultural sustainability, where you just reload. You don't rebuild, you just reload. And hopefully the University of Minnesota, we get to that point sometime where we're just reloading.
Well, good luck this week.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
My pleasure. Thank you.